Do we really need another book on leadership? Bookshelves the world over are groaning under the weight of a never-ending flow of leadership books. But the stark reality remains: the way we lead isn't working nearly as well as we need it to. Our current one-sided notion of a leader's power is a root cause of a host of contemporary problems, including social breakdown, environmental degradation, epidemics of stress and depression, and corruption in business and government. Men and women alike have been conditioned to value leadership qualities traditionally considered masculine, hierarchical, individualistic, and militaristic. The consequences have been dire for too long, and we can ill afford to continue to suffer them much longer. The origin of the problem is crystal clear. Societies around the world have consistently and egregiously devalued qualities and perspectives traditionally deemed feminine. For all of recorded time, the wisdom and unique perspectives of over half of humanity have been largely excluded from influencing how we live and work. How can this not lead to severe dysfunction? Seeking to reclaim feminine power and restore the long-lost balance of masculine and feminine energies for men and women alike, this book charts a new path based on timeless wisdom. Reaching into ancient spiritual and mythical teachings, we revive a feminine archetype of leadership: regenerative, cooperative, creative, and empathetic. In the Indian yogic tradition, these qualities are associated with Shakti, the source of creation, sustenance, and transformation that powers the cycle of life. We all need the primordial power and energy that is Shakti, creative, tireless, and restorative. Leaders who understand and practice Shakti leadership operate from a consciousness of life-giving caring, creativity, and sustainability to achieve self-mastery internally and be of selfless service to the world. When leaders of both sexes learn to embrace this mindset, we can restore sanity, elevate humanity, and heal the planet by evolving joyously and consciously together. So much has changed. We're living at a critical time. Humanity appears poised on the precipice of a great shift in our evolution. After millennia of incremental growth as a species, we appear to have reached a mutation point where our development could take a quantum leap to a whole new level in a remarkably short amount of time. The human journey of growth and evolution certainly did not stop when we got up on our two legs, as evolutionary charts depict. In fact, we are changing and evolving at a faster rate than ever before, by orders of magnitude. One of the factors driving these rates is the rapid aging of many societies. Driven by a combination of sharply declining birth rates and steadily increasing life expectancy, the median age has been rising in most countries around the world. In 1989, the United States reached a demographic tipping point. It was the first year that there were more adults over the age of 40 than below it. The age of 40 is a significant threshold in human life. It marks the passage into midlife and is often accompanied by a crisis of meaning and purpose. Many people come to the realization around this time in their life that the values and priorities that drove them in the past no longer feel personally relevant. They are consumed with questions such as, what is the purpose of my life? What kind of legacy will I leave behind? Many people come to the realization that life cannot be just about their own material success. There has to be more to it